Ойраеса.
Today's Amud is Yuma Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Beis, where by the wide lines, the end of the first wide line, Kratzei V'chama. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that they bring the Kohen Gadol, the Karban Tamid, and the Kohen Gadol begins the Shechita before someone else, perhaps another Kohen, finishes up the Shechita. So the Lashon of the Mishnah was that he's Kratzei, that he starts the Shechita. So says the Gemara, Kratzei Bechama, how much does he cut? Amar Ula, V'raiv Shnayim. He cuts Raiv of the two Simanim. So the halacha is, the halacha Mashmesinai, the Gemara and Chulin, and Chavchasam and Aleph brings, that Shechita requires shechting the two Simanim that are in the neck of the animal, the Kana and the Veshet, the food pipe and the wind pipe. Now the Chadchila, the Shechita is supposed to be done completely. He's supposed to cut the entire Kana and Veshet. But Lamaisa, as long as the Shaykhid shechted Raiv of the Simanim, so the lacha is that the Shechita is still kasher. So on Yom Kippur, where the Kain had to do the Kabbalah Saddam, so he also had to do the Shechita. So he did the Shechita. He did Raiv of the Simanim, which is at least a kasher Shechita. And then he had someone else finish the Shechita while he went ahead and he was Mekabal the Dam. Because Yeshanim says that that's goofa why the Lashon of the Mishnah is Kratzei and not Shechtei, because he didn't do a full Shechita. He did Kratzei, he did half the Shechita, or more than half. He did Raiv of the Shechita, he shechted Raiv of the Simanim, and that's what Ula says, that Kratzei means Raiv Shnayim, that he cuts Raiv of these two Simanim, the Kana and the Veshet. V'cheinam Rabbi Yochanan b'Raiv Shnayim, that Kratzei means b'Raiv Shnayim, it means most of the two Simanim. V'af Rish Lakish Tavar b'Raiv Shnayim, also Rish Lakish holds this, that Kratzei means Raiv Shnayim, and we see that from something that Rish Lakish once said. The Amar Rish Lakish told us that V'chima Acher Sheshaninu, once the beginning of the Mishnah says, referring to a Mishnah in Chul, it says the Mishnah says Rubei Shel Echad Kamayu. The Mishnah says it discusses shechting an animal or an eif, and it says that you have to shecht either one simon by the eif or two simonim by the behema. And then the Mishnah says that Rubei Shel Echad Kamayu, that even if you just cut most of one of the simonim by the eif, so that's the most of one simon. It's also considered like shechting the simon. So that's what it says in the beginning of the Mishnah over there in Chulin on Chaf Zayinam and Aleph. So Reish Lakish asked, once the Mishnah already told us that din, so Lama Shaninu, why does the Mishnah over there in Chulin then end off Raiv Echad Ba'if, Raiv Shnayim Be'behema, that you need to shecht most of one siman by an oif and most of the two simanim by a behema. That it's redundant. We already said that in the beginning of the Mishnah. So Reish Lakish said, he explained that Lafi Sheshaninu, because we taught over here in Maseches Yuma that Avi Lo Yaseh Tamid, that they bring the Kohen Gadol, the Karban Tamid. Kratzayu Meirek Acher Shechita Al Yadai, and the Kohen Gadol starts the Shechita and then someone else finishes it off. V'kiblas Adam Uzrakai, and the Kohen Gadol catches Adam and he sprinkles it. So Yachol Lo Meirek Yepasol. So the Mishnah says that someone else has to be Meirek. So one might think that if someone else is not Meirek, so then that's going to passel the Shechita of the Kohen Gadol. So that's what someone might think. Now, before we continue the thought, the Gemara just interjects, Yachol Meirek Yepasol. Would you really have a Havamina to say that if someone else doesn't finish the Kohen Gadol Shechita, that the Shechita is going to be Pasol? Im Kein Havile Avayda Ba'acher. If you're telling me that finishing off the Shechita is integral to the Kohen Gadol Shechita, so that means it comes out that it's considered an Avayda Ba'akar, that someone else is doing the Avayda. If it's Ma'akev Shechita, it means that's a part of the Shechita, it's part of the Avayda. And if so, it's going to come out that it's considered Avayda Ba'akar. Tesis points out, Shechita lav Avayda, but at least Midra Abanan, it's going to be considered Avayda Ba'akar. V'tani, we learned in the Braisa that Kol Avaydas Yom HaKippur, meaning Ksheira is El Abay, that the Kohen Gadol has to do all the Avaydas on Yom Kippur. So how could you have a Havamina that Meir is ma'akev. To be meirek is ma'akev. Says the Gemara Hachi Kamar, Yachol Yei Pasul Midrabanan. No, but I might think that the Mishnah, which says that someone else has to be meirek al yadai, so I might think that if not, so it's going to be Pasul Midrabanan. Says Reish Lakish, continuing his thought. Again, his kasha was, is why does the Mishnah in Chulin repeat itself and say in the end of the Mishnah that all you need is Raiv of Simanim? It already says that in the beginning of the Mishnah. So says Reish Lakish, because when you learn our Mishnah in Yuma, you might think that if someone else is not Meirak after the Kohen Gadol Shechita, so that's going to pass with the Shechita Midrabanan. Says Reish Lakish, L'kach Shaninu, that's why the Mishnah in Chulin ends off, Raiv Echad Ba'if, Raiv Shnayim Be'behema, to teach us about the Kohen Gadol Shechit on Yom Kippur. That the Kohen Gadol Shechit on Yom Kippur, you should know that it's 100% kosher, it's not even possible midrabanan, it's 100% kosher, as long as he shechted Raiv of the Simanim, it's 100% kosher. That's why the Mishnah in Chulin says that you only need Raiv. That's why it repeats itself. Al-Kapanim, you see from Reish Lakish that he clearly understood that Kratzei means Raiv Simanim. And that's how he connected the Mishnah in Chulin with our Mishnah. That the Mishnah in Chulin says, as long as you did Raiv, it's still kosher. And Reish Lakish says that that's how we learn after our Mishnah, that as long as the Kohen Gadol did the Kratz, he did the beginning of the Shechita, even though someone else wasn't Meirak al Yodai, it's still going to be kosher. Obviously he understood, Reish Lakish understood that Kratzei means Raiv Simanim. Adkan says the Gemara, V'chi ma'acher da'afilu p'sulu midrabanan leka. Now just the Gemara is a kasha. If it comes out with everything we just said, that even if someone else is not meirak al yaday, as long as the Kohen Gadol does the beginning of the Shechita, he shechts raiv of the Simanim, even if no one else finishes off the Shechita, it's not even going to be possible midrabanan. For so fact, the Gemara, V'chi ma'acher da'afilu p'sulu midrabanan leka, so lama li lamarik. So what's the point in being, why do you even have to do it? Why do you have to finish off the Shechita if it's not even possible midrabanan? It's nothing. So says the Gemara, no, because still mitzvah lamarik. There's still a hiddur, there's still a mitzvah l'chadchila to get all the dam out, Rashi says, and to finish off the Shechita. Says the Gemara Vayter, Abaye Misader Marocha Mishmei de Gemara Valiba Dabasho. It says the Gemara says that Abaye was Misader, the Seder Ayoim, the Seder Avaidah that was done daily in the Beis HaMikdash. This should hopefully sound somewhat familiar. We say this every morning as part of the Karbanei section before in the beginning of Shachris. This is part of the Karbanei, so the Abaye Misader. Misader Marocha Mishmei de Gemara. Actually, the Girsan in our Sidurim is Abaye, and then we have the word Hava Misadir Ma'aracha. Here in our Gemara, the Gir says Abaye, just Abaye Misadir, not Abaye Hava Misadir. We just have Abaye Misadir, which is also how the Torah and the Beis Yosef bring it down. It's Abaye Misadir. Perhaps our Sidurim are based off of the Girsa, the Nusach of the Arizal. The Arizal in Shar Kavanis, Hitaka has the Girsa Abaye, and then he has Hava Misadir. Some people are Makbid actually, Dafka not to read Abaye and then to right away say the word Hava. They either make a break or they say Abaye hu Hava Misadir, because if you say the word Abaye and the word Hava too close together and quickly, so it could sound like a person is speaking out Hashem's four letter name that we don't generally speak out, Yud Kei Vav Kei. If a person says Abaye and then the word Hava very close together, it could sound like that. So that's the nusach that we have in our Sidurim. So some people either they make a break and they say Abaye, pause, Hava Misadir Ma'aracha, or they say Abaye Hu Hava Misadir Ma'aracha Mishmei de Gemara, or some people just aren't Makbid. Either way, in our Gemara it's not an issue. Our Gemara doesn't have the word Hava. So says the Gemara, Abaye Misadir Ma'aracha Mishmei de Gemara, that Abaye was Misadir the Seder Hayoim, the Seder Havaida, the daily Seder Havaida, based on the Masaira, Valibad Abashol, and it was all according to Abashol, that Abashol Shita is that all the Neiris, that they did the Tavas HaNeiris, all the Tavas HaNeiris happened before the Keteiris, as opposed to the Chachamu who are Chaylik. We'll speak more about that later. So Abaye was Misadir the Ma'aracha, Aliba, the Gemara, Mishmei de Gemara, Aliba Dabashol, that Ma'aracha Gedaila, Kaidemes, the Ma'aracha Shnia Shal Keteiris. And he starts off describing the Ma'aracha Gedaila. Tezus points out that he skipped the Trumas Adeshen. Really, the first Avaida is the Trumas Adeshen. That was the first thing that they did in the morning. But Tezus says, since it sometimes it didn't happen in the morning, sometimes it happened at different parts of the night, so therefore Abaye skips the Trumas Adeshen. So he starts right away that the first thing that happened was the Ma'aracha Gedaila was setting up the main pry on the Mizbeach Achitzay, the center big Ma'aracha. So first Ma'aracha Gedaila Kaidemis, the Ma'aracha Shnia Shal Keteiris, first the big pry on the Mizbeach Achitzay, and that was set up before setting up the smaller pry that was used, the coals from that pry was used to eventually then bring into the Heichal and to be makter the Keteiris. That's why it's called the Ma'aracha Shnia Shel Keteiris, because it's from there that we eventually, the Kohen brought coals into the Heichal and used to be makter the Keteiris. But the Ma'aracha Gedaila, that gets set up before bringing Eitzim and setting up the Ma'aracha Shnia Shel Keteiris. Ma'aracha Shnia Shel Keteiris, Kaidemes Asidur Shnei Gziri Eitzim. First they set up in the Beis HaMikdash, the second, this smaller Ma'aracha on the Mizbeach, which was, Rashi points out, it was on the, closer to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, was this smaller pry. that this was set up before bringing the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, the two big pieces of wood, and putting that onto the Maracha Gedayla. First they'd set up the smaller Maracha. The Seder Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, Kaidem Odishim Mizbech HaPanimi. They first brought out the two larger Eitzim for the Maracha Gedayla before cleaning off the ashes from the Mizbech HaPanimi that was in the Heichal, cleaning off the ashes from yesterday's Ketores. The Dishon Mizbech HaPanimi, Kaidem Atavas Chamesh Neiris. They first cleaned off the ashes from the Mizbech HaPanimi before setting up, cleaning out and setting up the five of the Neiris of the Menorah. V'atavas Chamesh Neiris, Kaidem L'dama Tamid. First, they were mativ, the chamish neiros of the menorah before shechting and doing zrika of the dama tamid. The dama tamid kaidem atavash de neiros. The dama tamid, that zrika, that came before being mativ the last two neiros of the menorah. The atavash de neiros kaidem l'ketayros. That came before, actually being makter the ketayros on the mizbech apnimi. The ketayros kaidem le'evarim. Being makter the ketayros came before being makter the evarim of the carbon tamid shel shachar on the mizbech achitzain. The evarim Lemincha. They were first makdir the Ivarim, and afterwards they brought the mincha that went along with the carbon tamid. Umincha lechavitin, the carbon mincha that went together with the carbon tamid, that was brought before the kain gadol's minchas chavitin that he brought every day. The chavitin lenisachin, the chavitin was brought before the nisach hayayin that came along with the carbon tamid. Unisachin lemusafin, the nisach hayayin came before a carbon musaf on a day that it was applicable, let's say on Shabbos, when there's a carbon musaf. So after nisach hayayin, that's when they brought the carbon musaf. Umusafin lebazichin, it was first the carbon musaf and then again, on Shabbos, it's only after the Karban Musaf, that's when they were makter, the Shtei Bezichel Levayna, that were by the Lechem Apanim. Uvazichin Latamit Shalbein Harbayim. The Bazichin get burnt, they were makter the Bazichin before bringing the Karban Tamit Shalbein Harbayim. The Karban Tamit Shalbein Harbayim, that's the last thing. Shanemra, as the Pasuk says, regarding the Tamit Shal Shachar, it says regarding the Tamit Shal Shachar, Vihikter Aleha Chalve Ashlamim. It says that you're makter on it, on the Karban Tamit Shal Shachar, the Chalve Ashlamim, which we derive from there, that Aleha Hashlem kol karbanos kulan, that on it, on the karban tamid shel shachar, you have to be mashlem all the karbanos, that all karbanos get brought on the tamid shel shachar, meaning after the tamid shel shachar, that's when you bring all the karbanos. Nothing gets brought after the karban tamid shel bein harbayim. So therefore, the karban tamid shel bein harbayim has to be last. That's the order that Abaye taught us. So now the Gemara is going to go through this order, and it's going to bring the makayris for each one. So says the Gemara, Amar Mar, we had said that Maracha Gedayla Kaidemas La Maracha Shnei Shal Ketayres. First they set up the Maracha Gedayla, and afterwards they set up the Maracha Shnei Shal Ketayres. So says the Gemara Minol, and how do we know that? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Hiya Ayla Al Maikta Al Mizbeach Kol Alayla. So Maikta, we say, Zu Maracha Gedayla. And then the Pasuk says, Ve'esh HaMizbeach Tu Kadboy, Zu Maracha Shnei Shal Ketayres. So that's referring to the smaller Maracha, the Maracha Shnei Shal Ketayres. So first the Pasuk talks about the Maikta, about the Maracha Gedayla, and afterwards it talks about the Esh HaMizbeach, referring to the Maracha Shnei Shal Ketayres. Frakta Gemar, Ve'epachana, who says that Maikta is referring to the Maracha Gedayla, and Esh HaMizbeach is referring to the Maracha Shnei Shal Ketayres? Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe Maikta is referring to the Maracha Shnei Shal Ketayres, and Esh HaMizbeach is referring to the Maracha Gedayla, and really the Maracha Shnei Shal Ketayres gets arranged before the Maracha Gedayla. So says the Gemara, no, Mistavra Maracha Gedayla Adifa Shekein Kaparasa Maruba. No, it's more Mistaber that the earlier part of the Pasuk is talking about the Maracha Gedayla, and that gets set up first, because we know that most things are the Haktar of it is on the Maracha Gedayla, is on the Maracha Gedayla. The Maracha Shnei Shal Ketayres is only used to be makter the Ketayres. So the Maracha Gedayla is Kaparasa Maruba. It's used much more. So therefore it's more Mistaber that was set up first. In fact, the Gemara, Adaraba, Maracha Shnia Adifa. Maybe the Maracha Shnia Shal Ketayres, that's more chashuv. Shekei machnisa mimena lefnim, because you use the coals from that maracha to burn the ketayres lefnim in the heichal. If the Arugir says lefnim is which referred to the heichal every day, the ketayres was they were makta the ketayres using the ish from the maracha shnei shal ketayres in the heichal, which is lefnim. It's on the mizbeach apnimi. The girs of Rabbeinu Eliyakim actually is lefnai v'lefnim, and so he's mefarish that it's referring to the ketayres on Yom Kippur, that the maracha shnei shal ketayres was used to be makder the Keteris and Yom Kippur, which went lefnai v'lefnim. So ask the Gemara, so who says, how do you know, how are you so confident that the Maracha Gedayla was set up first? Because it's more chashuv, shekin kamarasa meruba, maybe the Maracha Shnei Shal Ketayres should be considered more chashuv, because it goes lefnai, it goes lefnim, or lefnai v'lefnim. So says the Gemara, Afilu halchi kaparasa meruba adifa. The svar of kaparasa meruba is adif. Adkan. The Gemara says, kacha. That svar is better. The fact that's kaparasa meruba. Vibai seima says the Gemara, that ilay mashkach etzim of maracha shnia. If we don't find good etzim for the maracha shnia shakatayras, milay ma'ayo mi maracha gedaila, won't we use the etzim from the maracha gedaila to use to be makter the katayras lefnim or lefnaiv lefnim? So therefore, the etzim from the, on the maracha gedaila are also right to go lefnim or lefnaiv lefnim. And therefore, you wanted to say that maybe the maracha shnia should be adif because it goes lefnim, the maracha gedaila is also right to go lefnim. And therefore, being that it has that svara and it's kaparasa meruba, so therefore it's more mistaber that Mikta is referring to the maracha gedaila and that we set up the maracha gedaila before setting up the maracha shnia shel ketayres. Now, we mentioned on Lama Beza Mabez that we can't say kal v'chaymer, that if you have to go to the mikvah when putting on the big day lavan, then kol shekin you should have to go to the mikvah when putting on the big day zav, which is kaparasa meruba. Because we said that maybe the svara of going lefnai v'lefnim is better, maybe the big day lavan is more chashuv. So you can't prove from the fact that the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikvah when he changes into the big day lavan that he has to go to the mikvah when he changes into the big day zav. Here the Gemara seems to side with the svar of kaparasa meruba, lefi the first teretz. So perhaps you could say that the Gemara on Lama Beis and Mabeis was being samich on the second teretz of our Gemara. The second teretz of our Gemara didn't choose sides. It didn't say that the svar of kaparasa meruba is better. If the svar of kaparasa meruba is better, so then you could make a kol shekin, you could make a kal v'chaymer that if you go to the mikvah when changing into the big day lavan, kol shekin when you change into the big day zav, which is kaparasa meruba. But perhaps the Gemara said that we don't have a kal v'chaymer because we were being samich on the second teretz over here. The other thought I had was that you could say that no, really, even if you're the first teretz, if your gari is lefnim, not lefnai v'lefnim. So over here, we're not talking about going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're talking about going into the Heichal. So when it comes to going Lefnim into the Heichal, or Kaparasa Meruba, so there we have on Lama Gimel, on our Omud, that the Gemara says clearly that the Sfar of Kaparasa Meruba is better. That shows more Chashivas. But that's Lav Davka, you have a Raya from here, that the Sfar of going Lefnai V'Lefnim, that Kaparasa Meruba also beats that Sfar. That we don't see from our Gemara necessarily. If you're Rabbi Noliakim, this wouldn't work, but Lefi Aragirsa, so then it could be even Lefi the first teretz, the Gemara Lama Beis Mabez was still not sure which is a better svara, kaparasa meruba or going lefnai v'lefnim. Says the Gemara Vayter, Maracha Shnia Shal Ketayres Kedemas Asidur Shnei Gzir Eitzim. We said that they first set up the Maracha Shnia Shal Ketayres, and afterwards we bring the two big pieces of wood onto the Maracha Gedayla. So says the Gemara Minalam. How do we know that? Says the Gemara Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, Uvir Aleha Kayin Eitzim Babaiker Babaiker. It says regarding the Maracha Gedayla, when they bring the Shnei Gzir Eitzim, it says Uvir Aleha Kayin Eitzim, referring to the Shnei Gzir Eitzim, Babaiker Babaiker. And so we darshan from there, aleha, that they bring the etzim, aleha, uvir aleha, referring to the maracha gedaila. They bring the etzim onto the maracha gedaila, v'lay al chaverta. They don't bring it to the maracha shnia shel ketayres. We daschen from aleha that the etzim are specifically brought to the maracha gedaila. Now, wait a second. From the fact that we have to have a drasha and a diak, that we dafka bring it to the maracha gedaila and not to the maracha shnia shel ketayres, that's what we learn from aleha, mechlal de'isa l'chaverta. So obviously that means that at the time that we're bringing out the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, there is already set up a Maracha Shnei Shel Ketayres. If there's no Maracha Shnei Shel Ketayres, you don't have to tell me, oh, when you bring the Eitzim out, put it on the Maracha Gedayla. Don't put it on the Maracha Shnei Shel Ketayres. There is no Maracha Shnei Shel Ketayres. Obviously, the Pasuk is Mefurish, that there is a Maracha Shnei Shel Ketayres, and the Pasuk is telling us that when you take out the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, to put it on the Maracha Gedayla, and don't put it on the Maracha Shnei Shel Ketayres. So that means the Maracha Shnei Shel Ketayres is there. Obviously, that means that the Maracha Shnei Shel Ketayres gets set up before we bring out the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. Frak the Gemara, how can you learn it out from Aleha? V'hai Aleha mibayle legufei. We need Aleha to teach us about bringing the Shnei Gziri Eitzim onto the Maracha Gedayla and not to just put it on the side. It's not necessarily coming to be lafuke the Maracha Shnei Shel Ketayres. It's coming just to teach us the Etzim Din, that you're supposed to put it on the Maracha Gedayla. If not for Aleha, I might have thought that you take out the Shnei Gziri Eitzim and you put it in its own pile, the Ritva says. How do we know that you put it onto the Maracha Gedayla? That's what we learn out from Aleha. So how could you tell me that Aleha teaches us and not the Maracha Shnei Shel Ketayres when we need it legufei? So it says the Gemara Trei Aleha Ksivi, because it says the word Aleha twice in the parasha. And being that it says it twice, the one teaches us already that you put it on the Maracha Gedayla, and the second time teaches us that you put it on the Maracha Gedayla and not the Maracha Shnei Shal Ketayres, obviously clearly indicating that there is already set up a Maracha Shnei Shal Ketayres, and that the Shnei Gziri Eitzim only get brought out after we set up this Maracha Shnei Shal Ketayres. Says the Gemara Beiter, Seder Shnei Gziri Eitzim Kaidem Adishim Mizbech HaPanimi, that we set up the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, and only afterwards, that's when the Kain goes to the Mizbech HaPanimi and he clears off the ashes from the previous day's Keteres. Afal Gav the Hachikseba Baiker Rabbiker Vachikseba Baiker Rabbiker, says the Gemara, even though that both by Shnei Gziri Eitzim and by Disha Mizbech HaPanimi, by both of them the puzzle says Babaiker Rabbiker, so they seem to be equal. Afilu Hachim Machshir Adif, still we know that the Shnei Gziri Eitzim are obviously supposed to be set up first before the Disha Mizbech HaPanimi, because the Eitzim is Machshir the Keteres, as opposed to the Disha Mizbech HaPanimi, which theoretically you could be Machter Keteres on the Mizbech HaPanimi even without clearing off the ashes from the previous day. You could do that. That's not what we do, but you could. And therefore, it's more important to set up the Eitzim, since that's actually preparing for a necessary step of being Makhtir the Keteres. A Makhshir Adif. Fract the Gemara, Makhshir Mayniyu. Wait a second. What's the Makhshir over here? Shnei Gziri Eitzim? The Shnei Gziri Eitzim is being Makhshir the Keteres? Fract the Gemara, V'ha'amrit Shnei Gziri Eitzim ha'maracha gedayla azli. But you told us, we just said that the Shnei Gziri Eitzim get put on the maracha gedayla. And which coals do we use for the Keteres? We use the coals from the Maracha Shnei Shal Keteres, not from the Maracha Gedayla. So how is Shnei Gziri Eitzim a Hekshar for being Makhter Keteres? So says the Gemara a few terutzim. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Shum Eitzim, Ein Echanami, these Eitzim are not used to be Makhter the Keteres, but Eitzim in general are used to be Makhter the Keteres, and therefore Eitzim have a Chashivas because it's a Makhshir. Ravina Amar, Hayol V'Hizcha B'Maracha, Gaimer, a completely different Svara. The reason why we set up the Shnei Gziri Eitzim before the Disham Bizbech HaPanimi is because once we already started dealing with the Maracha, so we finish with the Maracha, and we put on the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, and then afterwards we go ahead and they perform Disha Mizbech HaPanimi. Rav Ashi Amar, a third teretz, that Eloi Mashkach Eitzel Maracha Shnia, Miloi Ma'ayo Mimaracha Gedailam, that really this is, or maybe even should have been put first, because this, we're really answering the kasha that we asked. We asked that the Shnei Gziri Eitzim are not being Machshir the Keteres, because they're going on the Maracha Gedayla. Rav Ashi says it's not true. Sometimes the Shnei Gziri Eitzim will be used to be Machshir the Keteres, because if we don't find good wood for the Maracha Shnei Shal Keteres, we'll come out, we'll use the wood from the Maracha Gedayla. We'll use the coals from the Maracha Gedayla to be Machshir the Keteres. So there are times where the Shnei Gziri Eitzim will actually be used to be Machshir the Keteres, and therefore, that could be called a machshir for the Keteres, and that's why we set up the Shnei Gziri Eitzim before Disha Mizbech HaPanimi.